today on the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML.
We are approaching just a couple of days away, of course, from Canada's birthday, from Canada Day, and of course a special one. It's Canada 150. You've seen the commercials, you've talked about this, and it's when our chests swell with pride and we're so proud to be Canadians. And well, we need to put this in context, and there's a great piece in the Toronto Star today, a time for Canadian pride, but also for vigilance. And it's written by Tim Harper, a freelance writer and editor, of course, and always a welcome guest here on the Bill Kelly Show here on CHML. Tim, how are you doing as we head into Canada Day?
Oh, I'm feeling good about a long weekend, I'll tell you that.
How Canadian can you get?
Exactly.
A very, very poignant piece, and I think very timely. Earlier in the week, Tim, we had talked about actually a couple of the national polls that you referenced in the piece that you wrote here. One that suggested that we're a much more tolerant people, which I think probably validated what a lot of people were thinking, especially in light of what's going on in the States these days since November the 8th of last year, where, let's face it, I mean, as you point out in the piece, we sometimes kind of look down our noses at Trump and the Americans and say, boy, we're not like that. I'm not so sure the way things are going in this country these days.
Well, I think sometimes our default position is to revert into a sense of smugness when we look at what's happening in the U.S. And it's very easy to do that now when a lot of Canadians seem riveted on the daily circus under the Trump administration. And you referred to the Pew Research survey, which is historic, actually, showing that only 43% of Canadians now have a positive view of the U.S. But all I was trying to do was to remind readers that as proud as we are to be Canadians, and I certainly am, we should remain vigilant because there are things happening in our own house that deserve some attention, and we should, I think, rightly be looking inside our own house instead of pronouncing on what's going on south of the border.
Well, and there are some examples of that, and you touch on a few of those in the piece. And you know, and let's juxtapose U.S. proposed policies, with what's going on here. And we said, how could a guy like Donald Trump propose a ban on Muslims and a ban on immigration? We had that discussion in this country right around the same time. Now, it never came to fruition, but you know, as you and I have talked about in the past, you know, there was Chris Alexander and Kelly Leach with the hotline that they had proposed during the last federal election, and of course Kelly Leach with her vetting process and things of that nature. And in as much as Kelly Leach, as you point out in the piece, didn't win the leadership of the Conservative Party, a lot of Canadians are on side with what she's talking about.
People forget right after she made a lot of noise with this values test for new arrivals, immigrants to Canada, there was a research poll that showed 65% of Canadians agreed with at least part of what she was saying. She fumbled that away, thankfully, largely, I think, and Frank Graves, who I talked to, who did the Equals poll, agreed that she fumbled it away. She ran a terrible campaign. I think we take a little bit too much comfort in the fact that she tanked so badly in the leadership race. You know, just to take a step back, there's another pertinent thing that's going on right now that I didn't really get into in the column, but the New York Times has totally beefed up its Canadian coverage, as you know, mm-hmm. and they seem to be in full-bloom romance with us. There's a column today in the Times praising our immigration system. And yesterday in the print edition, they had on the front page a column about how Canada is resisting the right-wing populism that swept the U.S. and how we're doing it. It's largely accurate, but, you know, it didn't mention Rob Ford, for one example. I mean, we've already lived it. And there are signs in the polling data that we've seen this week that it's a different type of populism that we're seeing here. But there were some pretty shocking numbers, I thought, regarding how many people think there is a rise of the right-wing populism in this country. And I think we should remain vigilant because I think it's there, and it maybe just needs the proper political leader to light the match. And we may be lucky in that there's nobody of that ilk lurking in the political arenas right now in Canada, but. You know, nobody thought Donald Trump was going to be the president 18 months out either. So it can happen quickly, and I just think that vigilance is probably a good idea.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play and listen to The Bill Kelly Show weekdays from 9 to noon on AM 900 CHML.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.